Exclusive, Pompeo calls for pipe hitters, time for people who care about America deeply to be engaged. By Matthew Boyle on June 21, 2021. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Breitbart News he is calling for pipe hitters to get engaged all across America in the battle for the soul of the country. A pipe hitter, it's really straightforward, Pompeo said when asked to define the term, which comes from military jargon. A pipe hitter, there's lots of pipe hitters out there. These are just people who work hard, who tell the truth, who keep their faith, who are fearless, who aren't going to be canceled, who are going to take a little bit of time on a Tuesday night to go to a city council meeting or on a Wednesday night to go to their church's chili cook-off. These are people who care about America deeply. They're willing to suffer some costs to defend the things we all care about. Frankly, pipe hitters get stuff done. It came from a phrase, a guy who worked for me at CIA. I asked him about a young lady and said, "How is she? Is she good for this new position?" He said, "Sir, she's a pipe hitter. She's a pipe hitter. She gets stuff done. She is determined. She is focused and she knows what the mission is and she's going to stop until she's got it completed." Pompeo's interview on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel comes after he this week launched Champion American Values CAV, PAC, designed to help GOP candidates win elections everywhere from U.S. Senate and House races to governor's races all the way down to local elections. Pompeo just came in fourth, behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former President Donald Trump, and Senator Ted Cruz. RTX, in that order, in the Western Conservative Summit straw poll of approval ratings among potential GOP presidential candidates in 2024. In the week since he launched this CAVPAC effort, Pompeo has been active in speeches and on social media calling for what he describes as pipe hitters to get active in their communities. CAVPAC is the organization that I'm going to lead that's going to help us take back the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, Pompeo said. But I'm going to work on city council races, county commission races, all across America. I think all your viewers know what's happening in our schools is crazy. What's happening in our local communities with our sheriff's offices and police forces is crazy. We know we will champion American values. That's the acronym for CAVPAC, Champion American Values. But it's also a nod. I was a young soldier a couple decades ago. I was in the cavalry. The cavalry sounds the alarm and rides to the sound of the guns. That's what we all need to do between now and November of 2022, and when we do, we will stop a whole lot of those things this progressive left wants to foist upon us. Pompeo said that people who care about America and share former President Donald Trump's vision for this country have to be engaged. I get it. It's hard to watch what the Biden administration is doing, Pompeo said. It's hard to watch some of these blue state governors keep us locked down. What we need to do all across the country and why I am traveling the country helping candidates in the New Hampshire state legislature. Candidates for Congress in Nebraska, Huckabee's candidacy for governor down in Arkansas. We have to win everywhere and always to stop the onslaught, the things that you talk about on your show. Pompeo also gave specific marching orders for those looking for something to do to help their country. What I encourage folks to do, we all have friends for example who say I don't do politics. Well, politics is all around us, Pompeo said. It's changing how your family lives. Maybe it was okay not to do it 10 or 20 years ago. We all have to be engaged. We can't get down. We can't get depressed. We can't walk away. We're going to have to win elections in November of 2022, and I am determined to build out a team to make sure the candidates have the money, the resources, the time, the volunteers they need. I was in Miami last night, at the Miami-Dade GOP Club, and there were 500 totally fired up pipe hitters in the room. It was a great evening. Those are the kinds of things that will lead to great success 18 months from now. When it comes to candidates he intends to endorse, Pompeo has had an aggressive campaign schedule already this year, hitting a number of battleground states and districts with much more campaign travel scheduled. Pompeo laid out a series of criteria he is using to make determinations. Three things. I ran two small businesses back in Kansas before I lost my mind and ran for Congress, Pompeo said when asked how he determines who to endorse. What was I looking for when I was bringing somebody in to be part of my team in those manufacturing businesses? First, I wanted somebody with character and integrity. Second, I wanted somebody who was capable and could be effective. It's one thing to actually talk about this stuff. You need to be able to deliver it, to work hard and deliver it. Finally, there are obstacles in the path to everything we want to achieve. We need people who are willing to break glass, and work their tails off and be fearless, and suffer the slings and arrows that will come from the left-wing media, but to work tirelessly until they achieve it. Those are the criteria. When we find those candidates, we're going to jump in full force behind them and we're going to help many, many, many of them across the line to victory. More from Pompeo's latest interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming. Listen to Mike Pompeo on Breitbart News Saturday.